and with your Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your Heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. When you pray, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the
Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This day, when we start Lent, seems to be even more important than Sunday. Why we want to receive this sign of repentance and have it on our forehead during sometimes the entire day? It is because we know we are sinners. It is because we know that this is the time of the year when we need to start repentance, when we need to start changing of our lives. Return to me. These are the words of our first reading. Return to me with your whole heart. Today we receive ashes on our foreheads as a sign of repentance, as a sign of our returning to the Lord. St. Paul tells us that Jesus, who did not know sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Then he asks, "Now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Return to God." During this next 4 days, until April 1st, our liturgy, our mood, our prayers will be a little bit more simple, because even through the liturgy, even through our activity here at the church, we want to show our repentance and change of our lives. But Jesus is also very specific in today's gospel what we should do during this time of Lent. He mentioned three things that we should practice, three practices of our repentance. First comes prayer. I think that it is a good time to ask ourselves, how I pray? How it looks my prayer? What I really do during this time of prayer? How many minutes or maybe hours I can offer throughout my day to God? I'm not thinking about hours because most of us, we have our obligations. But I would like to invite you to start this Ash Wednesday, the practice that at least we can offer to God 20 minutes of our time. And I'm not thinking about 20 minutes in one piece. Maybe we can offer 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes in the evening. Maybe someone thinks that it is too much. It is finally only 20 minutes of our day. The Catechism of the Catholic Church gives us description what the prayer is. A prayer is a search of the heart. It is a simple look turned toward heaven. It is a cry of recognition and of love, embracing both trial and joy. This is the time to return to God, also to our prayer. In our Ash Wednesday Gospel, Jesus mentions a second way, second practice for Lent. It is fasting. And I think that for many of us, me included, it is the hardest part of Lent. We like food. We like good food. And I am not asking you to totally stop to eat your Big Macs or bag of linguine. But maybe we can start during this Lent to offer some sacrifices. Maybe we can eat less. I need it. Maybe we can eat something that has less quality, less expensive. Finally, the fasting is not very difficult. Maybe we can start with meatless Fridays. During Lent, as we know, during these 7 Fridays of Lent, Church is asking us to not eat meat. But in our culture, we can find succulent meals that are meatless, even better than with meat. It is not about our Fridays with the best fish and the best seafood. It is about sacrifice. So, prayer and fasting are basic ways of sacrifice, of returning to God. But there is one way more, thanksgiving, also known as generosity. Prayer and fasting should naturally lead to generosity. This practice, while simple in itself, has complications. I need to recognize I do not give money to everybody who asks. I do not give money to the people holding the cardboard asking, I'm homeless, I'm better. I need $2 to buy whatever. But what we need to do is to give money to organizations that they can help others. We have in our parish a wonderful opportunity, our outreach center. This is the way that, especially during this time of Lent, we can show our generosity, and through our generosity, help others. And by the way, it is not only giving money, but it is also through the time that you can volunteer, through help that we can move some heavy stuff to help that center. Return to me with your whole heart to prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So, brothers and sisters, welcome to Lent. In a few moments, we will receive blessed ashes on our foreheads. Everyone, from infants to seniors, can receive these ashes. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Therefore, repent and believe in the gospel. And the gospel is this: Jesus, who did not know sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Hear his invitation. Return to me with your whole heart. Amen.